Have you heard of clapboard or siding or weather?
Well, yes. I suppose that any of those words could have been used. CLAP, isn't it? BORD.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, I've heard that used. And then siding, or outside siding, you know.
Mm-hmm. What did you usually hear it called?
Well, I just don't remember that I heard it called that much.
Uh-huh.
But I think you would have said, either word would have been good, clapboard or siding.
Uh-huh.
Or you might say outside siding.
Uh-huh. What about weatherboarding?
Weatherboarding. We think of weatherboarding more in connection with boarding up windows in times of storm or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the way I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
We never did that.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times when storms have been predicted that they board up the windows in the stores downtown, but not very many people boarded up their houses. Of course, I guess if we're right on the water, we might do it.
There's never been a bad storm come through here.
There was a bad storm after the old dam. There have been times when there have been trees blown down and maybe shackled buildings would fall down or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a general rule, we don't really have very bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
We have it, sometimes it blows real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who get scared and leave town, and then some of them have gotten in real storms, you know,
mm-hmm.
and wish they hadn't left home. But as a general rule, we have some wind, and we have some damages, but it never amounts to a whole lot.
Not anything like what happened in Gulfport or
No, we've never had anything like that. Maybe, I'll tell you, we lived on 7th Street before we moved around here after I was married.
Mm-hmm.
There was a building back there that had been used as a cookhouse, I think.
What do you mean, cookhouse?
Cookhouse, well, I mean, the cook lived it there.
Mm-hmm.
In it. Later it was used for a garage.
Mm-hmm.
But originally it was built for a cookhouse. And it had been built when the house was built, and it was real shackledy
mm-hmm.
when we moved over there. And this storm came up not too long after. It was blowing real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the children and I stood in the window and watched that thing. It swayed back and forth, almost hit the ground on both sides. And I said, well, I hope it'll blow it down. But it didn't blow it down. The next morning, that thing was standing. But there was a wall that was blown out of a building out at the paper mill, a brick building. There was something that was blown out there. But that was funny to me, that old shack of the building. It just went this way and that way. And we stood there in the window and watched it for a long time, and it didn't blow down. We finally had to knock it down.
Uh-huh. Say if you were hanging up a picture or something, you'd say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail
mm-hmm.
in.
Well, I think we said hammered.
Or another word you might use, I took the hammer and I whet the nail into the wall.
Drove it into the wall.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be whet in further. Using that same word, you say it's got to be.
Well, it's just driven in. I never did talk about them like that.
Okay. And, along the roof, the little things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you have that on
the
list?
Yes, but I can't think of the word that we use for that. In the older houses, we didn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
The water just tumbled off
mm-hmm.
wherever it hit. But